I want to begin by reading from Luke chapter 2, the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to only be reading through verse 35. We're just going to read about Simeon this morning. Luke chapter 2, verse 22. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple of courts. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Have you stopped to think about how many presentations that you've experienced or been involved with this Christmas? Presentations, from Christmas cards to presenting credit cards, from Christmas lists to grocery lists, from experiencing programs to presents, from smiles to maybe snores. People always appreciate those. Christmas time is a time when there are lots of presentations going on. And one that often takes place at Christmas time is when significant others, sweeties, we'll call them, get introduced to families. I remember inviting Paula to come out to Massachusetts to meet my family for the very first time. She does too. My mom made a presentation to her and gave her an ornament with a big R on it. Do you think that might have been a little awkward? Paula handled it very well. She didn't ask where the restroom was. And she also didn't later on give me an ornament with an S on it. So all was good. This year, you've heard, we received an early Christmas present. Granddaughter Charlotte Joan, who is very cute and need I say, very significant. She doesn't play with her dolls yet, not that she has to, but I'm told that she loves her parents to be dolls and rub her feet and wash her hair. And we look forward to seeing her this afternoon. But Christmas is also a time when you and I and other people can be presented with other things, like notices that say, "Item no longer available." Has that happened to you? "Item no longer available," or "back ordered." Or even worse, things like eviction notices, or repair bills, or overdraft notices. But then we have Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph who presented the most significant person the world has ever seen or will see again, when they brought Jesus to the temple, keeping a custom, a law that had become a custom, a tradition. Now, this may sound funny, but Simeon helped make Jesus real to them. I mean, that can sound kind of funny. I mean, they carried him in. Well, they knew what they had to do, but, you know, we don't always know what we have. One of the things Mark and Jenna said more than once was, this is hard to believe. We can't believe it. And people said things to them that helped them believe it, like, we're going to leave her here with you now. Or you can take her home today. Or what's your billing address? People said things that helped make Charlotte Joan real to them. Simeon said things that helped make Jesus real to them. Simon brought Jesus down to earth for them. The Lord used Simon to say things to Mary and Joseph that have never been said or never will be said to any other set of newborn parents, ever. And the way Simeon did this was he let them know the effect Jesus had on them, on him. Did you notice that? When he lifted his voice in prayer, he now could die in peace because of Jesus. He had seen Jesus. He recognized Jesus. He saw salvation. And he told the Lord, now I can die in peace. He told them the effect Jesus had on them. Can you think of people who let you know the effect Jesus had on them? If you think back, didn't it help make Jesus become real to you? All of a sudden, Jesus was down to earth. Jesus was back to earth. We weren't talking up here in terms of analogy, a theology, a sociology, a psychology. They brought Jesus home to you. You heard about the effect, and hopefully you saw the effect in their lives. And Jesus became real. This is what Simeon did for Jesus and for Mary and Joseph. And Lois, he was very specific with them. He was very specific with them about Jesus' exact nature and the exact effect and the consequences, things that every new Christian, every new person of faith needs to understand. Jesus isn't and will never be jolly old Jesus. There is pain involved in loving Jesus with your whole heart. Mary, a sword will pierce your soul too. There is pain in loving Jesus. Pain over those that we can't think of anything else except they seem lost. Pain over that prodigal who doesn't realize they're a prodigal yet and are still at the far end of the road, still living life on a level that they don't need to be living on. There's pain. Pain when we get rejected. Pain when people are hostile to our faith. That seems so wonderful to us, so helpful to us, so powerful to us. I was in a store the other day, like many of you, and the clerk was wearing a rather attractive but ugly Christmas sweater. You may have one, or seen one, or used to have one. He even showed me how it lit up. I offered to trade him for my hat, and he said no, he had to wear it to a party. As Christians, aren't you glad that we have more to show the world than ugly Christmas sweaters? Aren't you glad that we don't have to be part of the ugliness in the world that we see around us? Aren't you glad that we don't get to hand out rewards? We get to share remedies. Sometimes we can think of the fruits of the Spirit as rewards that we give to certain people. Love and peace and patience and kindness. They're not rewards, they're remedies that the Spirit grows in us. And that others feast on and are nourished by. Think of the privilege that we have. You know, there are a lot of people who don't care about the Bethlehem Star. But they might care to know that there's something behind the twinkle in your eye. You ever met a person who had a real twinkle in their eye and it made you wonder what was up? It was a twinkle. And not just a plank in their eye. The kind of plank that Jesus warned us about in judging others. Why do you care about the speck in your sister's eye when there's a plank in your eye? The world's seen enough ugly sweaters. And sometimes the world gets tired of traditions. It's one thing to keep traditions alive. It's another thing to help make Jesus real. Traditions without the Spirit can get stale and old. So while Mary and Jesus presented, while Mary and Joseph, excuse me, presented Jesus to the Lord, we get to present Jesus to the world. Not by saying, beloved, behold, but by simply saying, look, this is how I was, and this is how I am, and this is what's happened in my life. I still remember my dad talking to my brother and I one night. And just as Simeon was a special effect of Jesus, my dad and mom were special effects of Jesus. And pardon me while I spend a few moments being sentimental. But I still remember my dad telling my brother and I, in effect, look, if it wasn't for Jesus and her faith, your mom would be dead. All of a sudden, that made Jesus real. My dad brought Jesus back to earth. And I know in the Bible it says that Jesus came once, and we talk about it as the incarnation, and he's going to come back, having come the first time to save, coming back the second time to judge. But in between, you and I are called to bring him back to earth. To make Jesus real again for the people around us. And my dad did that. And it wasn't that my mom had a terrible disease. It was that my mom had experienced a lot of the horrible stuff of life. Her mom had died when she was 6. She'd endured verbal and emotional abuse from my grandfather. Her brother took his own life. And she had an alcoholic son. If it wasn't for her faith, my dad said, and Jesus, she'd be dead. And I remember when I was in high school, our youth director telling one of the other guys, and they were having a discussion, about Jesus, about faith, about Christianity, and the discussion, the tone was getting a little higher, the volume was getting a little higher, and our youth director brought Jesus back to earth when he said to Steve, "Look, Jesus works." He made Jesus real in that moment. He gave the Holy Spirit an opportunity to make Jesus real in that moment. He brought him back to earth. He was one of Jesus' special effects. I want to challenge myself and you to be one of Jesus' effects this year. Think about the people who have been Jesus' special effects in your life. Maybe people in whom righteousness seemed to shine out, and how that's needed. Maybe someone in whom you saw not someone living an ugly life or an ugly lie, but living a life in which there was something beautiful about that. Beautiful the way she responded. Beautiful the way he responded. Beautiful in the choices they made. Beautiful in the fruits of the Spirit that seemed to be flowing. People need to hear from us more than just Christ was born sometimes. Jesus told the man in Luke chapter 8 who Jesus had delivered from the demons, cast out the demons from him, and this man wanted to follow Jesus, and Jesus said to him, "No, you can't come. And so I want you to go back home and tell people everything the Lord has done for you." People needed to hear and see the effects. People needed to begin to think that Jesus was real. Sometimes we can think that we need a bubbly personality. I got a letter from Mr. Amazon. I don't know if you've ever gotten a letter from Mr. Amazon, but Mr. Amazon wrote me and said, "You're not using all the things available to you. You're not using a streaming service. Do you know that God has a streaming service without which things really don't flow in our lives?" Not that it's easy. I think of the fruits of the Spirit growing in us and letting these things flow through us as kind of like, and I mean this in the best possible sense, blue-collar miracles. Because it takes work on our half, our behalf. But Jesus said that for everyone who believes, out of them will flow streams of living water. Meaning the Holy Spirit. Streams of living water. I want to challenge you and myself to be one of Jesus' special effects. To someone who may think that, for instance, clean slates are no longer available. Who may think that the fruits of the Spirit are just fruits of your imagination. Who may think that reconciliation is one of those things that you work at but never happens. Who think that Jesus is necessary, but I'd like to wait and have him delivered much later in life. Think of Jesus' special effects in your life. Simple word. Someone who didn't just say to you, "because." But they added, because of Jesus, and finish the sentence. Sometimes that's all it takes. My dad helped make Jesus real to us. When he was honest about life, but also about the Lord. And we can do both. Amen.